Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. This is your girl, Charvette. Listen, I am super excited to have you joining and tuning in from all over. A big shout-out to all those that are listening in from Twitter and from Facebook and iTunes and all those great places. We thank you so much. Listen, today's show is phenomenal. Can you say phenomenal? Yes, phenomenal. So the topic for today's show is, girl, get it together. Now, this is not a diss. This is like something everyone can relate to, because let me be clear, all of us have some areas in our lives we need to get it together. So I have three dynamic guests that are all going to be coming from different point of views, but I think you will definitely get many nuggets today on the show. So let me tell you, during this segment, we're going to be talking to Tanya White, and she has been described as a go-getter, a trailblazer, a visionary, a trendsetter, and she wants to help you move from no, I can't, to yes, I can, and then yes, I did. She has a brand new book out called You Can't Quit Now, and we're going to be talking to her about that book. And then we're going to talk to another dynamic young lady who is an author, a speaker, a dream visionary. She describes herself and a prophetess. We are excited to have Adrena Turner joining us as well. And she has a new book out, The Day Begins with Christ. But she really is going to deal with your dreams and why you need to dream more and dream again. But listen, my featured guest is hanging out with me in the virtual studio, and I'm going to be bringing her to the mic right now. I have followed this young lady probably for about a year or so. She doesn't know, not in a stalking kind of way, y'all. Don't go there. But I've seen her and just have loved what I have heard from her every time I've heard her speak, by way of, it could have been YouTube, it could have been TV, but I am so excited to have in the studio with us right now, Natasha Stewart. She serves as the director of the Center for Counseling and Behavioral Health at the Potter's House of Dallas. You recently saw her on the Girl Talk panel for MegaFest, but I got to tell you, she has had several TV and radio appearances. She is internationally acclaimed, a sought-after motivational speaker, a trainer, a teacher, but most of all, she wants to see people live out their God-given purpose, and we are excited to have Natasha Stewart on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Natasha. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, and I certainly am going to send you a tip for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. You did all the hard work.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. As I mentioned, I have followed you. I've seen you on YouTube. I have certainly seen you on various programming, and I saw you respond to the Trayvon Martin case and just talk about counseling. And then when I saw you on the Girl Talk panel, I was like, yes. Now, that's how you take a minute or however long you had and rip it and be like, this is Natasha Stewart. So I'd love for you to share how you even got into the field of counseling.
Really, I think it came naturally to me. I found in my life I had people coming up to me and sharing their deep, dark secrets, and I thought, wow, and I enjoyed helping people. It made me feel good to help somebody else. And I realized early on that everybody needs somebody to listen to them. We all want to be understood and heard. And so when I realized when I went to college that there was a profession dedicated to this, I decided to pursue that wholeheartedly. And I've been doing it ever since.
Why do you think counseling is still somewhat considered a taboo in some areas, and in particular, I'm going to say in the Black community and more targeted in the Black church? Do you still find people struggling with the word counseling or what counseling is?
Absolutely. There seems to be a problem or a stereotype with what counseling is. I know a lot of us grew up in homes where we said, what happens in this house stays in this house. Mm-hmm. So it's ingrained in us not to seek outside help. And somehow we are perceived as weak or less than if we need help. So particularly in the African-American community, we do not go beyond our comfort zone, meaning our household. And then in the local church, for whatever reason, it also has been a struggle with accepting counseling, somehow that it's in opposition to the Bible. But if we look at Scripture, we have all throughout the Bible, Jesus is called the Wonderful Counselor,
yeah.
That there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So counseling is very biblically based. I work for Bishop T.D. Jakes at the Potter's House of Dallas, Texas. We have a full-service counseling center. We deal with all types of situations and subject matters, and it's about blending the two. It's not an either-or. It's about synthesizing the two, synthesizing your theology with psychology. And so we base everything on the Word of God, so you're not losing your faith. Sometimes people feel like when I go down to the altar, there's an instantaneous work that goes on. But for most of us in the real world, it's a process. And sometimes you need somebody to come along and hold your hand during the process and help you learn tools and skill sets to make it through the storm.
Wonderfully said, wonderfully said. And so for those that are listening in and tuning in, and hello to all those that are coming in on the phone lines, we see you, and those coming in from Twitter and Facebook, we see you as well. In the simplest form for counseling, what is a simple definition that you give out for counseling?
The simplest, if you strip everything away, at the end of the day, it's talking. We see God says to Adam, it's not good for man to be alone. And if we know Scripture, we know Adam wasn't alone. He had the animals, but he could not communicate with the animals. At our basic level, we need somebody to communicate with, connect with, and that's what counseling is. It is communicating with somebody else where judgment does not take place.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right. So what's a day in the life of Natasha? Certainly not disclosing anyone's personal information, but what is your day, what is a typical day like for you?
Wow. It just depends on what the day is. It depends. I have a wonderful job that I love. I have a national platform. I was just discussing with my staff, like the last 3 weeks I've been traveling. And so it just depends what's going on in my life, but I love it. I love empowering people. I love spreading the message of the gospel in a non-traditional way. The message doesn't change, but the way you deliver it does. And so I just want people to live out their God-given purposes, whatever that is. So I love my job. I love my staff. I work for the best boss in the world, Bishop T.D. Jakes. So, you know, how much better can my life get?
I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about certainly people living out their purpose, their God-given purpose, and successful living. I would love for you to share, because I know that you hear and see a lot, and you see in particular where people get hung up or where there are hard places or hard spots in life. What are tips for successful living? And this could be tailored to men, tailored to women. Ladies, you know, I always hold you down, so that's why I call this segment Girl, Let's Get It Together. Tips for successful living. What are your top tips?
And these are universal, men, women, children, teenagers. The first thing is identify where you're stuck at in your life. Where are you in your life? Because if you don't know where you are, how can you develop a roadmap? So take an honest look at your life and then ask yourself some tough questions. Where do I want to go? And what is it going to take for me to get there? And sometimes we want the glory, but we don't want the work.
Mm.
And so you have to be willing to invest in yourself. We invest in so many other things. If we're talking to women, we know we're going to invest in a pair of shoes. We're going to invest in our hair. We're going to invest in all these outside things. But you really need to take a look at investing in yourself. And if that's an educational thing, if that's a mental, emotional, spiritual enrichment, you need to invest in yourself. You need to find out what you're afraid of. Because if you don't find out what's stopping you, you're not going to succeed. The only remedy for fear is action.
Wow. The only remedy for fear is action.
Yes.
That's a tweet, y'all. That's a tweet. And give Natasha Stewart underscore the credit. Natasha Stewart underscore the credit.
Yes. The only remedy for fear is action.
Yes. Yes, and I love the first thing that you just said about where are you stuck. So identifying where you are stuck and then where you want to go. What do you say to the person that knows they're stuck, however, they don't know if they're supposed to be going right, left, backwards, forwards? They do recognize they're stuck. What do you say to that person?
This is when counseling comes into play. This is when you get a neutral third party that is not going to have any ulterior motives for giving you direction. So go talk to a counselor and say, I'm stuck in my life. I don't know where I should be doing. These are my options. Now help me lay that out. Help me build a foundation on this. And that's what counseling. See, people think counseling is just for people who have psychiatric problems, and it is, or people that are depressed, and it is, but it's also for people who want to do more with their life and don't know how. Mm. Counseling, once again, is finding yourself and having somebody in a non-judgmental setting help you, give you tools, give you goals, hold you accountable, give you homework. And so when you come in, if you came in and sat with me and said, I'm stuck in my life, what we're going to do is a vision board. I'm going to say, what is the vision you want for your life? And then we're going to break it down into small, manageable pieces.
Oh, this is good right here. If you're just tuning in, hello, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is our segment called Girl, Get It Together. And I have our featured guest here, Natasha Stewart, just giving you some tips for successful living. So, again, thank you for all those that are tuning in. We see you. All right, so I love the vision board, and that vision board has become very popular, I would say, in the last couple of years. People are having vision board parties and things of that nature. Why is it so significant to see something visual about where you want to go?
Once again, here we have a correlation with the word. We have in Scripture where it says Habakkuk 2:2-3, it states, write the vision. Make it plain. And so when you write the vision and you make it plain, it says, though it tarry, wait for it, because in the end, it will speak and not lie. So when you have this board in front of you and you write down what you want to do, where you're going, it encourages you. It is a walking word. It is the rhema word that you have put on paper, and it's reflecting you. It becomes the mirror of your soul. So when you get up and you see that vision board and you see whatever the goals are that you put on that, it encourages you. It's speaking to you. It's motivating you. And it becomes obtainable. When you write something down, all of a sudden it's not high in the sky anymore. It becomes very obtainable. It becomes very in reach. And then you break it down to what do I need to do? What are the steps? And then you have a roadmap. You have a blueprint for your life.
Yeah. Wow. And I think a blueprint is what a lot of people need, because a lot of people just feel like, I know I need to move from this place. I just don't know how, and I don't know the steps to take. So like you said, that third party can come in and give you that outside view. And also the accountability piece. Talk a little bit about why it's important to be accountable. We hear that a lot of you know, you're trying to lose maybe a little weight, and so they say get an accountability partner so that you won't just say, oh, well, I messed up today, so I'm just going to toss this whole week and I'll start next Monday. But why is accountability so important?
Accountability is important simply because of how we're built, how we as human race is built. We have these things called egos. So our ego motivates us. And so when you know somebody is depending on you, you will do it. You're more likely to accomplish your goal. Just like working out, if we use that example, if you know there's three people waiting on you at 6 a.m. in the morning, you're less likely to disappoint them, not because you want to do it so much, but you're thinking about them. We're raised in a niceness culture. meaning we're taught from infants to be nice and to be considerate of others. So yes, that's like a built-in mechanism. So tap into that. Make it work for you. So if you know somebody's depending on you and holding you accountable, it's something internally that says, I don't want to disappoint them. So I'm going to push that extra mile. You know what? I'm not going to eat that hot fudge sundae because I know I'm going to have to tell my accountability partners I did. And I don't want to look bad. So accountability is a good thing. Being accountable to somebody, and it's somebody you trust. This is what I want your listeners to get more than anything. Is
yeah.
I want them to just stop existing in life and start living. I want them to start living without fear. I want them to go, see, and do. Life is about action. And if you're stagnant, you don't have to climb Mount Everest, but you can take a step. You can take a step in the right direction. So if you're stagnant, you don't like where you are, you have the power to change. You don't need anything outside of yourself to change. It starts with you.
It starts with you. And I saw someone say on Twitter the other day, the most dangerous thing you can do in an atmosphere or an environment of constant change is to stand still.
Exactly. Because
the
life
most dangerous
is going to pass
you
by.
Yeah.
Life is going to pass you by, and you're going to get run over, and you're going to get beat up, you're going to get bruised, you're going to get hurt because you're standing still. And life is progression. All life is progression. And you're progressing every day. It's just a matter of where you're progressing to. You're moving.
Mm.
Time is moving. Time doesn't stand still for anybody. So you're moving, but where are you moving to? And if you don't have definite goals and plans for your life, you're going to move to a place you don't want to be, in stagnation. So get a plan. And it's easy. Talk to somebody. Look at somebody that's doing what you want to do and say, I need a mentor. And they will help you because none of us got where we are by ourselves. So I'm
Amen.
Really big into reaching back and helping somebody else.
And, you know, life coaching is very has as of lately become very popular. Is there a
yes.
distinction between counseling and life coaching? Is it the same or is it different?
It is different. And right now, coaching is not regulated. So I encourage people to be careful when they get a coach. You want to make sure they have some kind of training or certification versus if you go to a licensed professional counselor, they're licensed by their state. They took an exam. They had to do a certain number of course hours. They have a master's level degree. So it differs. And the other thing with coaching kind of deals on the right now. Counseling deals with past issues, past hurts,
okay.
past wounds, where coaching really just says you want to get somewhere now and helps you do that, and it does not deal with those underlying issues. So it just depends on where you are at in your life, if you need counseling or if you need coaching. And some people, I have clients that do both. I am a coach and I'm a counselor. So it just depends. And some people start off as clients that they're in therapy with me, and then they move to coaching.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, listeners, I know you have gained many nuggets from Natasha Stewart. See, I told you she's on point every time I hear her, on point with good informational nuggets. My last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Wow, people.
Big question.
Every time I meet somebody new, every time I hear somebody that says, you inspired me or you changed my life, that makes me want to reach higher, go further. People inspire me, and I love people, and I love people to be happy and to be
yeah.
joyful in their life.
Well said, well said. How can people connect with you on Twitter or anywhere else you would like for them to connect with you?
On Twitter, Natasha Stewart _. I'm on Twitter, and I try to respond to all my tweets that I get. I really appreciate the Twitter love. So, yes, if you want to connect with me, certainly you can direct message me on Twitter. I will respond to you. Once again, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it. And thanks for just the love and the support over the last year.
Oh, you're welcome. And listen, we have to have you back. This is a
please,
beginning and
please,
not an ending. We I can see a series or something we can put together certainly coming
to.
From you. Yes, we love that. So, listeners, if you are on Twitter, no struggle at all. I've been retweeting her. I have been tweeting her. So twitter.com/Charvette. If you don't know where you're going, that's the best place to go and to catch up with all of our guests. Well, I think you all need to give a big round of applause again for Natasha Stewart. Thank you so much, Natasha, for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. All right, listeners, we will be right back after this quick commercial break on our next segment of Author Spotlight. I'm excited to have Adrena Turner joining us. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
The Excellence in Christian Music Academy presents the 3rd Annual Excellence in Christian Music Concert Gala, Saturday, October 12th, 8 p.m. at the Arc Theater in Washington, D.C. with live spirited performances. Get your tickets now at thearc.org. That's www.thearcdc.org. Sponsored by the Excellence in Christian Music Academy, MGM Resorts International, and Hansel Phelps. Come out and celebrate an evening of musical excellence in our nation's capital.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we're excited to have you here. This segment is called Girl, Get It Together. And listen, we're moving right on into our next segment. I'm excited. Adrena Turner is hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully she enjoyed some virtual snacks while she was in there. And let me tell you, she's an author. She's a radio host. She's a reviewer. She is an inspirational speaker. She's a dream visionary instructor and a prophetess. She writes inspirational nonfiction books, fiction novels, poetry, drama, family saga, thriller series, and she's here today to talk about her new book, The Day Begins with Christ, and we're excited to have her on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Coming to the mic right now, Adrena Turner. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette. I'm so excited to be here. I'm like in the smack middle. I'm like the meat. I'm so excited.
Yes! You are right in the middle in our second segment here. So we certainly want to jump right on in. I have given us just a minutia of your accolades, but we want to learn a little bit more about you. So certainly the Day Begins with Christ, your brand new book, and I listed all the other genres that you write in. What was the catalyst that had you write this type of book?
I give it all to Christ. He came to me and said, Adrena, the day begins with Christ. And at the time I thought, okay, maybe God is just speaking to me only. But mm-hmm. as time prevailed, I later found out he really wants people to start their day with him. We need to get that jump start right in the morning, or like me, I'm backwards. I'm a midnight hour type of girl. So
oh, me too.
I just really... Hey, so I give it to him around that time of the, you know, evening or morning. So I'm just so excited to really get people to start a 50-day journey where it really focuses on starting your day with Christ and really look at some of the things that are biblical examples or references, just a way to educate or really no longer make that excuse like, oh, I didn't know that. So now you do. So that's pretty much the whole premises of why I did The Day Begins with Christ. And it is nonfiction. I enjoy writing nonfiction because it really allows me to go through the Bible and become like one of those scholars and learn more myself as I go through it.
All right. So how do you start your day with Christ?
Ooh, good question. How do I start my day? Well, I'm going to keep it real. You know, human nature, sometimes we wake up groggy or different moods ourselves. So typically I like to set the atmosphere. And sometimes you wake up just giving these affirmations, you know, I am confident, I am blessed, I am blessed to be awake, I'm blessed to breathe life, I'm blessed to have another day to live on purpose and do my purpose. And then there's other times where I just wake up and got to put on some gospel Christian music. Just set it right then and there so there's no way that no negativity comes in the home. And it just kind of those gospel tunes just really speak to your heart and your mind. And then you find yourself either crying out to God or thanking God or just getting your praise dance on. So pretty much just one of those kind of methods where I got to get my day started with Him.
And don't you think this is such awesome guidance and advice? Because if there are ladies or men listening saying, man, I just feel like I just can't get myself together, every day I'm struggling, is this potentially the missing component that they need to make sure they add into their schedule, into their lives?
Yes, yes, and yes. And the reason why I say that is because, as I state, you know, some people wake up and say, man, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And then you go through your day just seem to be dragging or barely making it, and you're wondering why everything bad is just happening. Well, ask yourself, did I start my day with Christ? Did I include Him in my equation, whether it's your career, your education, or just your day in particular? Even if you're at home and you're a housewife, ain't nothing wrong with starting your day with Him. So when things just don't definitely seem right or you seem like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, then it's time for you to check. Did I have that time with God today? Whether it's through meditation, whether it's through yoga, whether it's through reading your Bible, or like I do, start with gospel music just to set the atmosphere or speak things and decree and declare those things. Those are some things that we definitely need to do just to get our day started.
Wonderful. So within the book, you give them guidance and tips on things that they can do and should do to really start their day with Christ?
Yes, I mean, there's different days, and the first day starts out with the Ten Commandments. A lot of us try to get away with, oh, that's in the Old Testament, or, oh, that was back in the day. But no, those Ten Commandments still apply to us today because Jesus clearly defines it in the New Testament. So you get to see those things, and then after you're done with that day at the end, you kind of have a moment of reflection where you ask those simple questions. They're kind of thought-provoking, but it also challenges you to really say, oh, I do need to start looking at this, or I do need to journal, or I do need to, you know, refresh myself with some of these scriptures to really get my mind and my mojo going. So, yeah, there's different aspects from social to singleness to marriage to raising your children and so forth. I mean, it's really taking just a grasp of everything that's in the Bible and how we can just start our day and interact with Christ.
Oh, boy. So people are listening and they want to get their hands on your book. How can they get a hold of it?
Why, thank you. You can go to dreamformore.com, and that is the number four. Again, that's dreamformore.org, excuse me, O-R-G. And there on the Dream Store, I have all my books on sale for this special month, up to maybe November. I think I'm going to stretch it towards the holidays. So there you can get your copy at a lower discounted price. Some books are not charging shipping and handling. Also, you can win a copy on Goodreads. I have three copies available for winners on Goodreads.com. Also, you can go to Library Thing and check it out there as well. And I have a few copies there free. And then also Unleashing the Spirits, Volume 1 through 3, which was my latest book, on November 11th of 2011, and I really want people to get inside of what's going on within us and how we unleash mm-hmm. those spirits. So you may want to check that out on Library Thing, and you can win copies there as well. I think I have 20 copies you can win on there.
Wow, listeners, you need to jump on that right there. I mean, anytime there's 20 copies potentially available, that's definitely showing an author who's trying to give back and sow seeds. So big shout out for you for making that available for people.
Yes, and I can't wait to see what they think about it or their reviews. So my pleasure. Like you said, you got to plant the seed and meet the need. So there
All
it is.
Right. And so if they read your book and they want to do a review, can they post it on social networking? How would you like for them to post the review?
Oh, I would love it. If you can share it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, but especially Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, and Library Thing, it will be a blessing. So thank you.
All right. If you're just tuning in, hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your host, Charvette, and we are in our author spotlight, sister girlfriend spotlight. This overarching segment is called Girl, Get It Together, and I'm telling you, Adrena Turner is going to help you get your life together, your morning together, your day together, whenever your day starts, by really empowering you to begin the day with Christ, certainly. All right. So I want to talk about, in your bio, you have a description of that you are a dream visionary instructor. Dream visionary instructor. Explain what that is to the listening audience.
I would love to. Aside from starting your day with Christ, God also put on my heart a few years back to have his people dream again. Some of us don't believe in dreams anymore. We don't dream at all anymore. So God inspired me to come up with a dream experience series. Okay, you have the dream. Now we got to go through certain situations and experiences. And then it's a series, which means just a situation or different mm-hmm. meeting, divine connections. You know, it could be a series of things that may take place for this dream to birth, for this dream to inspire others to dream again. And so, therefore, God had gave me the vision. I came up with the manual, and then I started teaching teleclasses to try it out. One of the ladies loved it. I later that year spoke at one of their Christian conferences to talk about the dream-driven experience. I mean, we keep hearing about purpose-driven. Well, sometimes don't that purpose start with a dream?
So it's
just So it's to get your dreams back to its original plan. Okay, did God give you this dream? Did he give you this vision? Did he instruct you to do something and you just sat there, or you buried that thing that God has given you to do? I mean, he has clearly equipped us. The Bible clearly says that he knew you before the foundation of this world. So therefore, if he knew you, he knew what you were capable of. He equipped you with those talents, those gifts and abilities. All you have to do is be empowered or motivated in some cases and inspired to go ahead and pursue what you were called to do. So once you do those things, I'm just somebody to kind of bring it out of you, to have you driven again to go ahead and do those things that God has given you. So I will highly say that it is faith-based assignments, and mm-hmm. then we're just getting ready for that dream explosion to unleash and discover those talents and gifts and abilities that are inside of you.
Oh, wow. Listeners, continue to dream. Dream again. And I love that on your website, Adrena, it says someone is waiting for your dream to give birth, and it's time to display your worth. So your dream, people are hinged on, hanging on, clinging on your dream and you fulfilling your dream. That is powerful when you think of it that way.
Correct. And you know what's even better is that when you share some of the things that you're doing or that you're trying to accomplish, you know, sometimes we think, well, they're going to be dream stealers or dream killers, and they're just going to knock me down. But no, it's a blessing when you get those phone calls, those emails, those text messages saying that, wow, congratulations, girl, go do that thing. You know, you're pursuing it. I'm so proud of you. So it also empowers me, because some people are excited about what I'm doing, and then it gets them excited about doing what God has given them to do.
And you know what, dreams, sometimes people think, adults think, well, that's you know, children dream. You know, that's daydreaming, that's wasting time. But, you know, what do you say to that challenge, to that counter that, well, dreaming is just, it's wasting time and, you know, it's just so pie in the sky. What do you say to that person?
I love it. I've had that actually at a conference where one of the speakers was coming to me kind of harshly behind my back, but I overheard the conversation. And she said, really, dream? We are supposed to dream again? Come on. That's baby stuff. I don't want to hear that. And you
Ooh.
Know what? You cannot shatter on anybody else's dream, first and foremost. If God has put it in you, it is done. You just have to claim it, name it, and do it. So what I had to tell her, I tapped her on the shoulder and I said, well, fine, if you don't believe in dreams, do you have a plan? If you don't believe in a plan, do you have a vision? Otherwise, you wouldn't have a visionary board. If you don't have a plan, you have nothing to go forth and succeed in. So if you don't like the word dream, we can use
right.
other terminology that best suits you, but it still starts with something. And that dream is what sparks inside of you, because not only do you see it, but you believe it, and then you can receive it. But if you have a plan that's just written on paper, it seems like a job to some people, and then they get lazy and just put it away and collect dust. But if you have this dream inside of you or this vision that God has given you, that keeps you stimulated, motivated, and inspired that I got to do this. And what I've told God is that I am your girl, work for hire. I am here,
All right.
use me. And I will pursue the things that you have given me. It may be hard, and yes, fear does come in. And sometimes, yeah, our dreams can turn into nightmares. But, hey, there is a detour. When we go to Christ, he can replenish it, re-give it to us, and we can flourish with that dream. But, you know, just use it as another term. If it suits you. If you don't like dreams, so be it. You know, use the other terminology.
Oh, I love that. I love that response right there. See y'all, she didn't say she went and punched the lady in the face. She didn't say she haggled her all through her presentation, but she just turned it on its side. I love that response, and because sometimes people do get hung up on a word. Well, you know, let's kind of change a little bit, change the wording a little bit, but it's all saying the same thing. So, listeners, I know you feel like dreaming again and dreaming more. So, Adrena, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of all of your other books and catch you online, or your website and on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Wonderful. I would love you to come find me. I am on Facebook under A-D-R-I-E-N-N-A, Turner, Adrena Turner. Twitter, Adrena Turner. LinkedIn, Adrena Turner. You can also find me at adrienanaturner.webs.com. Again, that's adrenaturner.webs.com. Also, you can find everything that I do at thedreamformore.org. Again, that's dream4more.org.
Wonderful. And you also help other authors with their marketing and all of that. So is that also available at dreamformore.org?
Correct. And I love doing reviews. I remember one lady said, you know, I believe in dream writing. So when I came across your site and you say Dream for More Reviews, I couldn't help but go to you. I said, hey, thank you. Because I think we get so stuck on ratings and scores and star values, and I typically like to use what I call the Dream for More rating, you know, but it still follows that same criteria, 1 through 5, but
yeah.
instead we start with 1, which means dream on, 2 is okay dream, 3 is what a dream, 4 stands for sweet dreams, and 5 is wooed me dream. I mean, that was a spectacular dream that you didn't want to wake up from. But, I mean, I'd rather come up with cool titles where you want to read the reviews and get people to say, oh, I have to get that book. And then I try to bring them on my Dream for More Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, give them some radio coverage to kind of talk about the book after the review has been done. So that way it gives them some publicity, some exposure, aside from just posting reviews. So that's typically what I do at this point. I do some proofreading for authors that had the hiccups in some of their manuscripts that other editors didn't catch, I can easily identify and catch those for you. I'm also on liveperson.com where I do school papers, theses, dissertations, and things of that nature to help people out, and even web content, just those little typos that you overlook.
Oh, what great resources. So listeners, check Adrena Turner out. Check her out. Well, listen, I am glad that we had a chance to chat with you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and certainly appreciate all of everything that you've shared to boost us and to prod us to dream more and dream again. So thank you, and certainly much success on your book, The Day Begins with Christ. Much success there.
Thank you so much. And one thing I would love to motivate your listeners is remember, soar for your encore. And thank you so much, Charvette Mitchell. I really enjoyed this show. And remember, dream again.
All right. You are quite welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back up with our next segment. I'm telling you, she's on fire. That girl is on fire. Tanya White, brand new book out, You Can't Quit Now, How to Keep Going When You Really Feel Like Giving Up. You don't want to miss this segment. We'll be right back, I'm telling you, in just a few minutes. Hang on there.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Listen, we're ready to jump right on in. I see my guest hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic. She has been described as a go-getter, a trailblazer, a visionary, and a trendsetter. She wants to change your no, I can't attitudes to yes, I can actions, and then eventually yes, I did accomplishments. You've seen her and heard her before on the show. She is no stranger. She has books out called Girl, You Can Win. Oh, my goodness, The 99 Males Who Make Your Life a Living Hell. Mm-hmm. Relationship Reruns and How to Deal with a Difficult Woman. But listen, she is on today to talk about You Can't Quit Now. So I'm telling you, by the time she finishes, and I know this whole, if you've been listening to this whole entire show, if you thought you wanted to quit, if you thought you wanted to give up, I know you changed your mind. So listen, we're going to bring into the mic Tanya White right now. Hello, Tanya. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing? How you know it's my theme song?
Yeah, girl. You know I know.
That makes
you
me
know
keep
I know
going.
How to do it. Listen, I am excited to have you back on the show. Certainly, you are a busy bee. You're an author, an empowerment speaker. I'm telling you what, an educator, a certified life coach, and we, some kind of way, you found a way and found time to write this book, You Can't Quit Now, How to Keep Going When You Really Feel Like Giving Up. Tell us why you decided to write this book.
Listen, I decided to write this book because I wrote this book, actually, I didn't start writing, putting pen to paper until May 20th of this year, but the ideas were swirling around in my head, because people, I was going to graduate with a master's in school counseling, and people kept saying, oh, Tanya, you're this, you're so smart, you're so this. And I'm like, I'm really not that smart. I'm really like this. I thank you. But the key to my finishing is the power to persevere. And my dad and my mom always instilled it in that in me. Don't quit. Keep going. You know, if you can, if you want to do it, it means you can do it. If it's in your heart to do it, you just got to put, you know, you got to persevere. My dad used to call it staying power. You got to have that power to stay in it until you finish what you can. And so that's why I wrote it, because a lot of people I know, and even I wanted to quit. Last year this time I was getting ready. I was like, Lord, I don't want to do certain things. I was going through some friendship issues, some relationship issues. I was like, I ain't doing this no more. But then, you know, just that quit, the word quit, you can't quit. And then the now came in. You can't quit now, because we're in that now season of a life, and God has us in that now season to move further into the destiny that he's already promised us. So that's why I wrote it. I lived it. I said to myself, and now I want to empower people to persevere and not quit.
Don't quit. Don't quit now. And I posted on Facebook and people connected, and it's in your book, just a phrase that jumped up out at me, and it said, there is a supernatural urgency for you to reach your goal. There's a supernatural urgency. Talk about the urgency around us reaching our goals.
Urgency now for you to reach your goals. Some of us have quit or taken a pause. I had to take a pause a few times on our God-given assignment in life. And now is the time, if you look at the world, we are moving quickly. Things are happening quickly. 1 minute we're here. Some people are here, and the next minute they're not. Some opportunities are here, and the next minute they're not. So you have to move now. And God wants you to move now, not for you, not for you. You're going to receive a blessing for your obedience, but it's for somebody else that you may not even know who needs for you to birth whatever he's called you to do. And so I think about all the people who have come before us, like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, all of those people who had an assignment and they had to do it at that time. If they hadn't have done it at that time, there's no telling where we would have been. So that's why I say it's a supernatural urgency for you to do whatever God has called you to do, so you can move and so others can be blessed and move into their destiny and their assignment. So that's why I talk about in the book, it's a supernatural urgency for you to move, and not just move, but move now.
Move now. Woo, if you just tuned in, hello there. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting it up here with Tanya White, and that's Tanya with the A. Tanya White, author, speaker, educator. You definitely want to pick up your copy of You Can't Quit Now. You want to pick that up.
And I have a special Charvette Mitchell Radio, because I'm excited to be on this show. You just get it for $13.13, because this year everybody needs to move into what God wants them to do. So $13.13 is regular $18. You can go to TanyaWhite.com right now and get it for $13.13.
All right, right now, $13.13, Tanya White. Again, Tanya with an A, and you got it. You're right there. Thank you, thank you. Listeners, you should be ecstatic about that. Pick it up, pick it up. So let's talk about how you have the book set up. So there are four parts with the book, and I love that you have it also broken down into days. So I want to deal with that. But part one, why you really want to quit. Part two, when you really want to quit. Part three, what you really need to quit. And part four, how to quit quitting so that you can finally finish what you started. So I like the four components there, listeners, so you have insight into that. So talk a little bit about the first part of why you really want to quit.
Why you really want to quit? Most of us don't understand that when we quit, and we quit constantly and consistently, that is a habit. And in order to break that habit, we have to dig deeper into some things. And that's why I broke it into parts. Why do you want to quit? I talk about sometimes we want to quit because sometimes we are all focused and out of our God-given position. Sometimes we want to quit because we need to release some people from our life. And I talk about three unsafe people that you need to release from your life. And then we need to also, as we release those people, we need to recruit 11 essential people to be in our life, to hold us accountable, as one of your guests said earlier,
yeah.
to keep us focused on finishing our goals. And also sometimes we want to quit because we think, you know, we write the vision and we make it plain and we get everything prepared and in position, but sometimes some things take longer than we expect them to,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we lose faith, we get frustrated, and we, you know, we start making excuses saying, this must not be you, God, maybe it's not my time. But sometimes, most of those times, when you want to quit, it's really where you need to get your second wind and persevere into the finish line. And so that is why some things why you want to quit. When you want to quit, sometimes you have so many plans, but you don't have like a strategic plan of action that you've put in
yeah.
place. We've written a vision, but we haven't put those succinct and specific steps and details on how we're going to get to that vision. How long do we anticipate that vision to come to pass? Who do we need in our circle to help us to get to be our mentor, to be our coach, to be our peer, you know, our peer in our cohort to help us, you know, encourage one another. We got to put those in writing. And once you put things in writing, you usually stick to them. And so those are just some little nuggets. And I take you just on a journey. That's why every day you feeding yourself scripture. I start off with scripture and then give you some nuggets of wisdom. And then at the end of each day, not only do you get the information, I give you the application that you can apply to your life by giving you some reflection exercises, some points to ponder, some more scriptures to read, and then a journal entry activity. So as you're reading, you can apply it, you can write it down, and then you can refer back to it on your next cycle as you read. You can't quit now.
All right, well said. Now, I want to deal with some numbers that you're using. I always just wonder if it's a happenstance or if there's something specific. So you just said you need 11 people
yes.
in your circle. Why 11?
11. Those I came up with 11 people that you really need in your life, and that's all God gave me was 11. One particular type of person you need in your life is a cheerleader to cheer you on. When you do feel like giving up, you need that person who's that friend, that confidant, to be your cheerleader. And I talk about Mary and Elizabeth as they were each other's cheerleader. Both of them were going to birth something great, and both of them had their own dilemma that they were going through as they were going through the birthing process. But because they were each other's cheerleader, they cheered each other on. And when Mary came into the presence of Elizabeth, Elizabeth's baby leapt. And
yes.
it hadn't done that since she had been pregnant. And because Mary made Elizabeth's baby leap, Elizabeth gave Mary some encouraging words because Mary was dealing with her own issue. So you need a cheerleader. Also, you need a truth teller, like Paul. Paul was one who was unadulterated and didn't compromise the truth. He told you when you did good. He told you when you did bad. He told you what you need to do, what you was doing right. We all need somebody to tell us the truth, and we all need that person in our life and to hear it and to digest it and know that they're coming from a good place.
Oh, that's good. Listen, we don't want to give them too much. You
no,
need to get the
give
book.
Them too much.
So you can hear the other people. You can't quit now. Again, TanyaWhite.com. Go pick it up. 13. Get it special for our listeners. And so also, so as you mentioned, it's each day we walk mm-hmm. through. The book starts out in day one to day 41.
Yes.
And when I saw
day
41, I want you to talk about why you picked or why you were led to go to 41 days.
Well, it goes to 42. 42 is your conclusion.
Okay.
To celebrate that you didn't quit. I did 42 days because, as experts say, 21 days, it takes 21 days to change a habit, to replace a bad habit with a positive habit. And so those first 21 days is like a cleansing for you to understand that, you know, I can do all things through Christ. I can complete my goal. And so I did the 42 to add the extra 21 days because I believe that if you anything that you do for 21 days, if you do it for 42 days, not only do you change a habit, but it becomes a lifestyle. And I want people to have a lifestyle of perseverance instead of a lifestyle of quitting and, you know, starting things and, you know, quitting them. So I said, okay, let me go through a 42-day journey because, you know, sometimes we go through the 21 days and we got that new habit, and then about 2-3 weeks later, we revert it. That's because we haven't changed our total thinking and we haven't given enough time. So I give you this 42-day journey so you can change your habit into a lifestyle of perseverance.
And, you know, we all know that person that starts something, then quits. And I mean, I think we all know. And in some areas of all of our lives, I think we probably have some areas. But then there's some people we can jump out and say, well, 1 week he was doing this multi-level, you know, business. Yep. And the next week he was doing this. And then and it's like so much unfinishedness. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not a word, and I just made it up. Mm-hmm. So much unfinishedness, so much quitting. You know, why do we sabotage our success? And you mentioned that in the book, that you believe a large number of people, especially Christians, sabotage their own success by quitting.
Yes, and because, especially Christians, we think that success is a dirty word or it's selfish. But God said he wants us to prosper even as our soul prospers. And so success is not a dirty word. God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be your best. And I think, I believe that we all need to persevere. I think it as the birthing process. You know, when a pregnant a woman first announces that she's pregnant, everybody's excited. They're waiting in anticipation for her to birth what is inside of her. Now, they have the due date, and as that due date approaches, everybody is getting more excited because they know that this is going to be a great thing, not only for her, but that baby is going to bless them as well. Well, we have some dreams. We have some goals that we need to birth, and we can easily get pregnant with those because we get excited. God gives us a word, gives us a word through a sermon, our people, and we do get excited. We get the vision. We go get to the vision parties. We do all that, but we don't birth what we need to birth. And if you think about when a woman does not birth a physical baby, that can kill her.
Yeah.
If she keeps that baby inside of her, that will literally kill her. Well, you have some things that are inside of you that you're not birthing that are slowly killing you. That's why you're jealous of other people. That's why you're frustrated in certain areas. That's why when somebody is excelling in their God-given purpose, you are just so envious, or you can't celebrate them, or you can't pass on the word, hey, this brother's doing this or this sister's doing that, because it's killing you inside. You need to birth what you need to birth, not only just for you, but for the world to experience and celebrate and just celebrate everything that you're going to birth, because it's going to bless them as well.
Oh, that was good right there. That was good right there. I can't think of the singer, but they said "Killing Me Softly." I know. Y'all haven't been saved all your life. You know, you know.
That's Roberta Flack all day, every day.
Okay, there you go. See, I know what I'm dealing with. But that's so powerful to think about it in that analogy of the pregnant woman who didn't bring forth and it stayed. Wow. And so I'm telling you, this book just has so many. I mean, each day is full. It's full. So it's a book that you can, you know, you don't read through like quickly. Like, you know, you can take it and digest it. And even if you have to do a day over again, kind of if you need to go back to day one, kind of stay on day one for 2 days, you know, that's fine. You can kind of get sink into it, right?
Exactly, and that's why I wrote it that way. I'm a teacher by profession, so I know the power of giving people information, but also giving them those exercises as application, because the more you apply what you read and learn, the better it's going to sink in, and you're going to see your life change, and you're going to be a powerful force in your circle of influence and in the world as a whole. So, yes, get the book, TanyaWhite.com, T-A-N-Y-A, white is in the color.com. Get it now. Don't hesitate. Get it now, and buy your sister, buy your brother a book. I got a book buddy special on there, too. Will you buy two books for a discount? So go right now and get it. I sign it. I pray over it. And so I guarantee that you will have a spirit of perseverance by the time you finish this book.
All right, you can't quit now. How to keep going when you really feel like giving up. Tanya White, I am telling you what, I'm so glad we had an opportunity to have you back on the show and talk about this brand new book. And certainly you have just many things going on. And we love keeping up with you on Facebook and your I'll call it your episodes with your niece.
Oh, yeah. My niece, my AKA book manager, she said, wanted me to give her a shout out and let everybody know that she is my book manager, Emery White.
And how old? You got to tell them how old she is.
She is 7 years old, and I'm already pouring into her the spirit of entrepreneurship, the spirit of financial responsibility and independence. You got to train up a child in the way you want them to go, and I want her to be just a force to be reckoned with. So she's 7. She already got these books. We can sort them out. And, yes, she does get to earn a fee. I pay the baby.
All right, I love it. Listeners, put your hands together for Tanya White. Again, you can't quit now. Go pick it up. All right, well, Tanya, I thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're glad we had a chance to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Charvette. I love your show, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. All right, listeners, that's a wrap for today. I'm telling you what, we started the top of the hour out talking to Natasha Stewart. Love her spirit, the director of the Center for Counseling and Behavioral Health at the Potter's House of Dallas. So we're going to have to do some series with her and bring her back on. Then we moved into our next segment with Adrena Turner. I mean, she went into dreams and dreaming again, so you've got that there. And you make sure you pick up her new book, The Day Begins with Christ. And then, of course, we rounded up here with Tanya White. I'm telling you, that girl's on fire. You can't quit now. So I know you don't feel like quitting after all of that. I know you don't feel like quitting at all. As always, check us out at charvette.com. Our main website, charvette.com, and download my mobile app. We had the first release of my mobile app available for Android and BlackBerry users. So all you have to do is just go to Google Play or your Google Play or the BlackBerry store and look for Charvette, and you can have me on your phone. My little picture comes up and everything. iPhone users, don't worry. We got you. We got you in the next release, which will be coming out shortly, and we'll keep you up to date. As always, make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and on Facebook, connect with me, facebook.com/Charvette, and we'll keep you up to date. That's going to be a wrap for today's show. Again, thank you so much for checking us out, and we will chat with you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.